我们再继续来学习以赛亚书。
We are going to continue to study the book of Isaiah。
上一节我们提到以赛亚书里面所提到的灾祸。
In the previous chapters, previous section, we study about the woes in the book of Isaiah。
这个先知所传达的信息是从神来的。
The message that the prophet is from God。
虽然时代在改变，但是神的原则没有改变。
Even though the time is changing, but the principle of God's will never change.
所以神在警告以色列百姓有灾祸的事情，今天对我们来讲还是适用的。
And the words that God was warning the Israelites is also applicable to us today.
也只有我们心中有神，我们才能够分别什么是对错。
It's only that we have God in our heart, we can discern what is right and wrong.
也只有我们心中尊重神，做神认为对的，我们才可以得福。
Only we respect God and do what is right, then we will be blessed.
所以神在我们信仰当中是非常重要的。
God is very important in our religious life.
那在第六章我们再回到第六章。
Let's turn back to chapter 6.
第六章这记载，在这个乱世当中，神要用人。
And chapter 6 records about that during the time of turmoil, God will use his people.
所谓乱世就是指着道德信仰非常混乱。
The times of turmoil is referring to the moral standard is very low.
神在最后的刑罚还没有来到之前，希望用人来挽回以色列百姓。
And before the final punishment is to come upon the Israelite, God tried to use people to get them to return.
因为神不愿意看他们受苦。
Because God do not wish to see them suffer.
神希望他们享平安。
God hoped that they will enjoy peace.
所以在第六章神在用人。
And in chapter 6, God is using his people.
我们看第八章。
Verse 8.
我又听见主的声音说，我可以差遣谁呢？谁肯为我去呢？这里说神的声音向以赛亚出现。
Here the voice of the Lord appeared to the prophet Isaiah.
说我可以差遣谁呢？
Whom shall I send?
谁肯为我去呢？
And who will go for me?
在神的声音、神的呼召还没有来之前，
Before the calling of God is upon us.
从第一节一直到第七节，就是记载以赛亚看到的异象。
And from verse 1 through verse 7, it records the vision that prophet Isaiah saw.
那这个异象就是见到的天使撒拉佛在服侍神。
And the vision was the angel Seraphim was serving God.
那这些异象对以赛亚有一些影响。
And this vision affected prophet Isaiah.
所以我们要来看看这个异象是什么意思，对以赛亚有什么影响。
We're now going to study what is this vision means and what is the effect on prophet Isaiah.
这是今天我们要服侍神大家是要看得很清楚的。
This is something that today is for us to serving God. We have to see clearly.
我们每个地方教会大家觉得很缺乏工人。
Every local church feel that they are lacking workers.
事实上我们每一个人接受属灵装备之后都可以成为工人。
In reality, after we are equipped spiritually, we can all be the workers of God.
美国教会现在有22间教会跟祈祷所。
In the United States, we have 22 churches and prayer house.
差不多绝大部分开始都是几个家庭。
And most of the churches or prayer house, they started from a few family.
因为工作的关系、求学的关系、移民的关系，就搬到那个城市去。
Because of work, study or immigration, they moved to that city.
他们对传福音有使命感。
They feel the mission to preach the gospel.
又真的很认真祷告，祈求神的同工。
And they pray earnestly to ask for God's guidance.
结果圣工就在那里发展了。
And that's how the holy work started.
祈祷所是建立的。
prayer house is established.
再继续发展，教会就成立了。
And continue to develop, and then they establish a church.
所以美国教会发展的历史告诉我们，我们虽然是一个很普通的信徒，我们对圣公的发展也是可以有作用的。
And from the history of the establishment of the churches in the United States, we can see that we can affect the holy work.
但是我们需要有装备。
But we have to be equipped.
所以以赛亚在服事之前，神要装备他。
So before Isaiah start to serve God, God want to equip him.
就是用这个意象来预备他。
And is to use this vision to equip him.
首先第一节在让他看到有两种王。
And in the first verse 1, he saw two kings.
一个是乌西亚王。
One is King Uzziah.
那另外一个是坐在高高宝座上那一位王。
And the other king is the king sitting on the high throne.
一个荣耀在地上，一个荣耀在天上。
One of the king, the glory is on earth. The other king, the glory is in heaven.
请问你要服侍哪一个王？
And who will you serve? Which king will you serve?
今天如果美国的总统打电话给你，要叫你进到里面去做内阁。
And if the president of the United States call you to be his cabinet,
我想没有比这个更大的荣耀。
And I don't think there's any higher glory than this.
所以当时能够服侍乌西亚王，这是一个非常大的荣耀。
And during that time to be able to serve King Uzziah is a great glory.
但是第一节说乌西亚王死了。
But in verse 1 says, King Uzziah died.
他的荣耀消失了。
And his glory disappeared.
他从历史上被擦掉了。
He has been wiped out from the history.
所以服侍乌西亚王的价值也消失了。
And the value of serving King Uzziah also disappeared.
但是另外有一个王，
And there's another king.
坐在高高的宝座上。
He is sitting in the high throne.
再上去没有比他更高。
There's no higher throne than that.
他虽然很高，
Even though he was up high.
但是他的衣裳下垂遮盖圣殿。
But his robe filled the temple.
圣殿是人跟人相会的地方。人跟神相会的地方。
The temple is the place where man meets God.
我们知道，我们爬高山越高往下看，越东西越小。
And as we are climbing up the mountain and we look down, the things look small.
从至高的神看来，圣经说我们好像没有一样，空中的一个微尘。
From the most high God, when He looks down, we are like nothing, just like dust.
但是他的衣裳下垂遮盖圣殿。
But his robe is filling the temple.
他的看顾，他的恩典遮盖了所有地上的人。
His care and his blessings cover all the people in this world.
他是高，是伟大的，但是他越是慈爱的看顾我们的神。
He is great, but he is also mercy and taking care of us.
这个神是我们的主。
And this God is our Lord.
这个人才值得我们来服侍。
This person is worthy of our serving.
所以一个人要服侍神，首先要确定服侍神的价值。
For one to serve God, then he has to realize what is the value of serving God.
我们举个比方来说。
For example,
如果一个人30岁去工作。
If a person start to work when he was 30,
做到65岁。
Work until he is 65.
比方说他的年薪10万。年薪10万。
And his annual salary is 10,000.
那35年的时间，他赚到350万。
And in 35 years, he earned 3.5 million.
可能生活水准可以提高。
And he raised his standard of living.
可能他的下代会受恩惠。
And his descendant will also be benefited.
但是这个人的价值就是350万。
And the value of this person is 3.5 million.
因为地上的价值是可以用数目来表现的。
Because the value on this earth can be represented by the numbers.
但是如果我们能够用一部分时间来服侍神。
But if we can use some of the time to serve God.
那个坐在高高宝座的神。
The king who sits on the high throne.
我们所做的记在生命册上。
And whatever we do will be recorded in the book of life.
将来在天国要领受看不见的富足。
And we will receive an unseen benefits in heaven.
所以我们大部分坐在这里的，我们都有我们的工作。
Most of us sitting here has our own work.
但是我们大部分坐在这里的，我想在教会也都有分担圣工。
And most of us also have some holy work in our church.
我们做的是义工。
And we volunteer our work.
但是我们做的是很有价值的。
But our work is very valuable.
因为我们是服侍那一位在宝座上的神。
Because we are serving the King on the throne.
所以确定服侍的价值，我们才会继续服侍下去。
Once we realize the value of our serving, then we will be able to continue to serve.
因为人一切的决定到最后的背后因素就是价值。
Because all our decision is based on the value.
价值改变了，人生方向就改变了。
If we change our value, then we will change our direction.
所以这里讲坐在高高的宝座上。
He mentioned the king on the high throne.
那第二节，撒拉佛在服侍神。
And in verse 2, Seraphim was serving God.
撒拉佛，它的意思就是焚烧。
Seraphim, the meaning is burning.
啊，焚烧有两个意义。
There are two meanings of burning.
第一个，焚烧是火热的。
The first burning is a fiery heart.
啊，第二个，焚烧是洁净的。
The second burning is for cleansing.
这个代表人在神面前服侍神的两个很重要的条件。
These are the two requirements for a person to come and to serve God.
那为什么撒拉佛会火热？
Why is the seraphim has a burning desire, burning heart?
看到神。
Because he saw God.
他在灵界里面，神的殿里面听到神讲话。
In the temple of God, he listened to the word of God.
今天我们服侍神的动力不是说啊，我爸爸妈妈鼓励我啊，所以我来了。
The motivation for us to serve God today is not because our parents encourage us to attend.
啊，今天教会选到我负责人，说我做了。
I do it because I was elected church board member.
啊，今天我被教会挂一个头衔了，所以我做了。
I have a title now, so I have to do the work.
啊，因为大家鼓励我，我做了。
Because people encourage me, so I do it.
这个服务是好，但不是最好。
This kind of serving is good, but it's not the best.
最好的服事就是我们的动机是从神来的。
And the best serving is that our motivation is from God.
当彼得雅各约翰在变貌山看到耶稣容貌放光。
When James, Peter and John saw the Lord Jesus Christ change his figure in the mountain of...
我们在这里真好。
And they were very happy. They said it was good to be here.
然后有一个声音说，这时候的我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
And there was a voice, this is my beloved son whom I love.
彼得亲自听到。
Peter heard that.
到他年纪大的时候，他写彼得前后书。
And when he was older, when he was writing the books of Peter,
这几十年前的经验，那个声音一直敲在他的心里面，没有消失。
The voice from many years ago continued to be in his heart.
变貌山上的主。
The Lord in the mountain of transfiguration
是荣耀的神。
Is a glory God.
这是彼得服事的动力。
That was the motivation for Peter to serve God.
所以今天我们服事最后一个原因，不是周围的人，是天上的神。
And the reason we serve God, not because the people surrounding us, but because of the God in heaven.
常常我们服事失去动机，失去动力，是因为我们远离了神。
Many times we lost momentum in our serving because we have departed from God.
我们没有看到那位荣耀的神。
We do not see God.
每一个看到神的都会想要服侍神。
Everyone who sees God will want to serve God.
每一个看到的神都会认为牺牲是一种恩典。
Everyone that sees God will feel that sacrifice is a blessing.
服侍是一种机会。
Serving is an opportunity.
所以撒拉佛他是焚烧的。
Seraphim was created by God.
他是火热的。
He was burning.
这个火热是因为他在神的殿里面看到神。
That was because he saw God in the temple.
那服事也是一种的条件也是洁净的。
And the need to serve God is also for cleansing.
因为神是洁净的。
Because God is holy.
所以在第四章有提到神用焚烧的灵把我们的污秽洗掉。
And in chapter 4 it mentioned that God used a burning spirit to cleanse us.
所以我们一直祷告，祷告到圣灵充满，有时候站起来发现我们心好轻。
And when we pray, when filled with the Holy Spirit, we will feel that our heart is clean.
因为圣灵已经把我们的杂质烧掉。
Because the Holy Spirit has burned away our impurities.
我们变成一个很纯的人，才能够站在 圣洁的神面前服侍。
We have turned into a very pure person. That's how we are able to stand before God.
那我们看这个撒拉佛在服侍，他在说什么
？And when we see, look at the seraphim. What did they say when they served God?
他呼喊圣哉，圣哉，圣哉。
Holy, holy, holy.
所以他的嘴所说的都是在赞美神。
And in their mouths, they worship God.
都是以神为中心的。
Is God centered?
所以他的服侍非常有力量。
His serving is powerful.
第四节
，verse four.
呼喊者的声音，门键的根基都震动了，圣殿充满云烟。所以他一喊叫，殿的根基都动了。
And when the seraphim call, the post of the door was shaken.
殿充满着荣耀。
And the temple was filled with glory.
这个服侍很有力量。
And this serving is powerful.
因为这个撒拉佛本身呢，有这种属灵的条件。
Because Seraphim himself has the spiritual qualification.
所以他的呼喊还有这个果效。
And his calling has this kind of impact.
然后他用六个翅膀，他有六个翅膀。
He has six wings.
两个翅膀来遮脸。
Two wings to cover his face.
脸代表一个人的身份。
Face represents the status of a person.
Identity.
Identity.
好像你的 passport 上面要有你的脸。
Your passport will have your picture, the face of your picture.
遮脸就没有自己啊。
The face means cover yourself.
没有自己的荣耀。
Do not have your self glory.
我们看奥林匹克领奖，然后人都站得很高，脸抬得很高。
And during the Olympic, when they receive their gold medal, they stood tall and they raised their face.
当一个人犯罪被警察抓到了，脸就遮起来。
When a person get caught by the police, when he committed crimes, they put their head down.
所以我们的服事不是要让自己的脸出头。
And our serving is not to show that our face is shown.
是要让神得荣耀。
But to give glory to God.
用两个翅膀遮脚。
Use the two wings to cover his feet.
脚常常代表留下痕迹。
Feet represent the steps that we had left behind.
脚走过的地方有脚印。
The signs after we, the place that we have walked by.
遮脚也可以代表我们所走过的地方不留痕迹。
And these feet also can represent that there's we left no footsteps behind.
我们不希望留下什么让人来纪念。
We do not want to leave anything behind so that people can remember us.
这是我们服侍一个很重要的心态。
This is the attitude that we should have in serving God.
跟世界上不一样。
This is different from the world.
我每次到医院去，在那入口都有看到二三十个那个照片。
And when I entering a hospital, typically there are 20 to 30 pictures.
那从第一任的 chair 一直到现任的 chair， 全部照片在那里。
They have all the chairmen, the pictures of all their chairmen at the entrance.
这个就是人的一个机关。
That is the human organization.
对这个机关有贡献，所以他的相片在那里。
Because they contribute to that organization, that's why their pictures are posted on the wall.
但是我们在教会服侍神。
But we serving God in the church.
施洗约翰说我是旷野的声音。
And John the Baptist says, I am the voice in the wilderness.
声音传达一个意念。
The voice communicate a message.
但是这个声音过去就没有了。
But once this voice passed away, Nothing left behind.
你看不到，你也抓不到。
You cannot see, you cannot grab.
他说他只是一个声音。
He said he was just a voice.
我们在做神的工，我们只是一个声音。
We do the work of God, we are just a voice.
神做完，我们就过去了。
Once we finish our work, we just pass by.
所以我们做圣工需要有属灵的装备。
So for us to do the holy work, we have to equip spiritually.
有时候神的工作交代我们。
Sometimes we are assigned some holy work.
在服事当中，我们自己就可以发现我们问题很多。
And during serving God, we realize that we have a lot of problems.
有时候我们看不见，别人也会看见我们问题很多。
Sometimes if we do not see our own problems, other people will be able to see that we have a lot of problems.
所以在服事当中发现自己的问题，然后我们可以不断在服事中长进。
When we realize our problems when serving God, we can continue to grow in our serving.
因此在服事当中遇到别人的建议或甚至有一些什么声音这看起来是负面的，但是如果用得好，我们会不断的成长。
In time of serving God, if we hear some voices or some negative comments about us, it's a good opportunity for us to grow.
完全看我用什么心态来接受。
It depends how, what kind of attitude we use to receive this kind of message.
当以赛亚看见这个天上荣耀的服饰之后，他第一个感觉是什么？
What is the first reaction of Isaiah when he saw this kind of serving in heaven?
第五节。
Verse 5.
那时我说祸灾了，我灭亡了。
And the first thing he saw, he said is, woe to me, I'm going to be destroyed.
为什么现在的人很难了解自己？
Why is that people nowadays cannot understand themselves?
因为这个社会没有标准。
Because this society do not have a standard.
缺乏一面镜子。
Lack a piece of mirror.
所以人就很难了解自己。
That's why people, it's very difficult for people to understand themselves.
什么都是对的，只要你认为对。
Everything is right as long as you think it's right.
什么都是好的，只要你认为好了。
Everything is good as long as you think it's good.
真的这个对我好吗？没有人能够告诉你。
Is this really good for me? Nobody can really tell me.
我们就没有办法了解自己。
That's why we cannot understand ourselves.
但是当一个人非常靠近神的时候，
But when a person is near to God,
神那个极大的荣光一照，我们就看到我们的污秽。
We can see our stains when the glory light is shine upon us.
当神一开始说话，话进到我们里面，我们的罪就浮出来。
When God starts speaking and these words enter us, then our sin will be shown.
所以要对自己的罪敏感，我们要去瞻仰神的荣美。
If we want to be sensitive to our own sins, we have to behold the glory of God.
当一个人对罪很迟钝，是因为神已经远离了他。
If we are insensitive to sins, that's because God has departed from him.
所以这里以赛亚说啊，祸灾，我灭亡了。
Here, Prophet Isaiah said, "Woe is me, I'm done."
这是他要服侍以前这一种自觉。
This is his own self-recognition before he starts serving God.
我们能够服侍神，不是因为我们有资格服侍神。
We can serve God because we are. It's not because we are qualified.
我们能够服侍神，是因为神怜悯我们。
We can serve God because God has mercy on us.
事实上，神不需要人服侍。
Actually, God do not need anyone to serve him.
他拥有一切的权柄跟荣耀。
He has all the power and glory.
他难道还要我们去服侍吗？
He really doesn't need us to serve him.
所以服侍神本身是神给我们的恩典。
Serving God is the grace that God has given us.
使我们在服侍中能够亲近他。
So that during our serving we can draw near to him.
使我们在服侍中能够瞻仰他的荣美。
So that during our serving we can behold his glory.
使我们在服侍中能够体验他与我们同在。
During our serving we can experience his abidance with us.
使我们在服侍当中能够感受他对我们服侍的一种回应。
So that during our service we can feel his response from our service,
使我们的信仰更活泼更有力量。
So that our faith will be stronger.
所以不是我们有资格服侍神。
It is not that we are qualified to serve God.
是因为神怜悯我们，他给我们机会。
But rather God has mercy on us and give us the opportunity.
他的罪，他说我是不洁的，嘴唇不洁的，又住在嘴唇不洁的民中。
I am a man of unclean lips and I dwell in the midst of the people of unclean lips.
那既然有罪见到万军的神，这是一种危机啊。
And to see the opportunity to see the God is also a danger.
因为有罪。
Because he has sinned.
但是我们看神怎么样来解决他的罪。
Let's continue to look and how, see how we solve the problem of his sin.
第六节。
Verse 6.
撒老婆拿一个红炭沾他的口。
The seraphim used a live coal to touch his mouth,
你的罪除掉了,
and to cleanse his sin,
所以他罪就赦免了,
and his sin was forgiven.
我们知道一个经过悔改的人是谦卑的,
we know that a person that has repented is humble,
因为知道我们是一个蒙恩的罪人,
because we know that we receive grace and we are sinners.
没有恩我们就死在罪里面,
without the grace of God we will die in sin.
我们能活着是因为神赦我们的罪。
We live because God has forgiven our sin.
所以一个服侍神的人常常要经历悔改的过程。
For a person that is serving God, he has to continue to repent.
不只这是一种洁净，而且这是一种谦卑。
Not only for cleansing, but also to show your humbleness.
这样我们才不会服侍神，到最后想要跟神一样。
Then we will not by serving God and try to be the same as God.
我们才不会服侍神，想要夺取神的荣耀。
Then we will not try to take the glory of God.
因为我们原来是一无是处的罪人。
Because we are sinner.
我们服侍是神给我们恩典。
The reason we are serving because it's the grace of God.
所以这些都预备好了，然后声音就来到。
So all this has been prepared, and then the voice came.
我可以差遣谁？
Whom shall I send?
谁肯为我去？
And who will go for me?
去挽回这些对神冷漠无情以色列百姓的心。
To turn back the face of these Israelites.
他说：“主啊，我在这里，请差遣我。”
And Prophet Isaiah said, "Lord, I'm here. Please send me."
这个就是他服事的开始。
This is the starting of his serving.
他一开始大概经历五十年才结束。
Once he started, he spent about 50 years serving God.
所以让我们知道，每一个人服侍神之前都要有一段预备的时间。
So we know that for anyone to serve God, they have to have a period of self-preparation.
其实教会非常欠工人。
Actually, the church is truly lacking workers.
很多的工作需要人做。
There are many works that needs to be done.
所以如果我们预备好了，一定神的呼召会来到。
If we prepare ourselves, then the calling will come.
有的借着圣灵的感动，有的借着人的提醒，有的借着各种不同的方法。
Some through the movement of the Holy Spirit, some through the reminding of other people.
这是第六章在提到乱世中神用的人。
This is chapter 6, referring to God using His people in times of turmoil.
那在第二章一节到四节跟第四章在提到末后的盼望。
And in chapter 2, verse 1 through 4, and also in chapter 4, refer to the hope in the last day.
所以每一个神所提到一些危机啦，神所提醒的这个罪恶，神都有加一个盼望。
And all the words that God has mentioned, God also mentioned a hope.
那第二章我们也提过，这个盼望就是在末世神的山要高呼诸山。
And this hope we have mentioned before, that is,The mountain of the Lord shall be higher than the rest of the mountains.
知道那个山就代表教会。
We know that that mountain represents the church.
一个属神的教会，到时候神会带领人来归入这个教会。
The church belongs to God, and then God will bring the church back to God.
那第二章的第四节
，In verse 4 of chapter 2
说他们要将刀打成犁头，把枪打成镰刀。这国不举刀攻击那国，他们也不再学习战士。
Verse 4
下半节。
And their spears into pruning hooks. Nations shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore.
联合国在盖现在这个大楼的时候，奠基的时候，就把这一节圣经节就放在，就是写在他的那个基础上面了。
When they build the building for the United Nations, they use this verse as their basis.
所以希望能够将来这国不举刀攻击那国。
They hope that the country will not raise knife against one another.
他们不需要再学习战事。
They do not need to learn war.
然后把刀打成犁头，把枪打成镰刀。
They change their spears into pruning hooks.
但是我们发现没有神这是人做不到的。
But we realize that without God,No man can achieve that.
全世界到处都在打仗。
War is everywhere in this world.
没有神这个没有答案。
Without God, there's no answer.
那到第四章。
In chapter 4.
第四章也是在讲末后的盼望。
Also referring to hope of the last days.
第四章第一节。
Chapter 4, verse 1.
那时七个女人必拉住一个男人说，我为吃自己的食物，穿自己的衣服，求你准许我们归你的名下，求你除掉我们的羞辱。这个在提到人仰望神的救恩希望能够归到神的名下。
This is referred to people hoping for the salvation of God.
第七章到十二章。
Chapter 7 through chapter 12.
第七章到十二章在提到审判以色列。
This chapter is referring to judgment against Israel.
第七章提到神是危机当中的盼望。
And chapter 7 mentioned that God is the hope during the time of crisis.
对一个国家是这样，对个人也是这样。
To a country it is so, and also for individual it is also the same.
所以危机会使人重新调整生活的焦点。
Crisis will lead us to change our life.
人在顺利当中，我们常常才听人讲哦，啊，等我事业顺利，等我退休以后，我要做什么做什么。
And we often hear people say, when I retire, when everything is done, I will do this and do that.
啊，其实哦，你仔细看，当一个人生活改善之后，下去他不是想神的事情了。
And in reality, if you pay attention, when the life of a person improves, the next things he will not remember God.
今天如果神让我们赚一百万
，Today, if God allow us to earn $1 million,
我们第一个会想什么？
What will be the first thing you do?
我们第一个，那一百万怎么再投资赚更多的钱
？How do we invest this $1 million to earn more?
我想有几个人第一个会想说啊 ，Here's Paul 来欠四十几万，我能够做什么
？And very few people will think about the church needs this amount of money and what can I do?
我的 local church 还需要什么
？What else do my local church needs?
很少人会这样想。
Very few people will think about that.
所以人在顺境当中，人的心不容易集中。在神的身上
and in time of good times it's very difficult to concentrate on God
哦，所以逆境是一种危机也是一种转机
in the difficult times it's a crisis but it's also it's a turning point
使人重新集中在神
so that man can return to God
对一个国家也是一样
for a country it's also the same
我们看九一一过啊，各地的教堂不止真耶稣教会啊，坐满了人啊
We see that after 9/11, most churches are packed with people, not only our church.
现在过了久了以后，人又消失了。
After a while, the people start leaving again.
人在危机，常常需要找一个依靠。
And only during time of crisis, people are looking for support.
在第七章，这个危机是什么
？What is the crisis in chapter 7?
就是犹大遇到联军来攻打他。
Judah was being attacked.
就是。亚兰跟北国来攻打他。
The North Kingdom and Syria is attacking Judah.
当然他会怕。
Of course, he was afraid.
那神就感动以赛亚，告诉亚哈斯王。
And God asked Isaiah to tell King Ahaz.
第四节。
Verse 4.
不要害怕，不要胆怯。
Do not be afraid.
这是神讲的。
This is the word of God.
所以人在最困难的当中，如果神跟你讲不要害怕，你真的不需要害怕。
And if during your difficult time and God told you not to be afraid, then you shouldn't be afraid.
因为他是神啊。
Because he is God.
如果大家都被累了，你的老板跟你讲说不要怕，你就真的不要怕，他是老板啊。
If everyone else has been laid off and your boss told you do not be afraid, then you shouldn't be afraid because he is your boss.
那其他人都不算数，因为其他人也可能被 lay off。
Everybody else doesn't count because they may be laid off as well.
那神就是我们的老板啊。
God is our boss.
他在危机当中对南国犹大说：“不要怕。”
In the time of crisis, God told the southern kingdom of Judah, "Do not fear."
这句话就是他的盼望。
That word is his hope.
所以有时候患难当中，我们多聚会、多读圣经，为什么
？During time of crisis, we have to study more Bible and also attend more service. Why?
因为有时候你抓住一句话，那一句话就是你的盼望，就是你的力量。
Because if you find a word from God, that word is your hope, is your strength.
因此，我们遇到患难当中的人，不要把它带歪了。
So when people are in crisis, do not mislead them.
用我们自己的话去勉励，请问你能勉励什么
？Do not use your own word, because what word can you encourage them?
我们也是人，你能勉励什么
？We are also human.
所以到最后最好的勉励是什么神的话
In the end the best encouragement is the word of God
患难中你怎么去安慰他
During time of crisis how should we comfort others
这个人已经死了看开了怎么看开
Oh he is already died don't be too sorrowful
那怎么看开你要从圣经来啊他已经在天国了
then you have to use the words of Bible why shouldn't you be sorrowful because he is already in the kingdom of heaven
做工的果效随着他
This is the work. The
现在最重要不是要为你离世的家人伤心。
The most important thing is not to be sorrowful for those that has been departed.
现在要建立你的信仰，跟你下一代的信仰，所以你将来有盼望回到天国，这个才是一个安慰。
The most important thing is to build your faith and the faith of your next generation, and this is a true comforting words.
因此，以赛亚所带给当南国的盼望是从神来的应许。
The hope that Isaiah brought brought to the southern kingdom is the promise of God.
所以这是危机当中的盼望。
This is the hope during the times of crisis.
那在这个第七章里面也提到童女怀孕生子。
In chapter 7 also mentioned about the virgin give birth to a child.
名叫以马内利。
And the name is Emmanuel.
这是一个预言。
This is a prophecy.
救主要降生。
The Savior will be born.
那到第八章。
In chapter 8.
第八章在讲一个人是受祸或者得福，那个关键在哪里？
It's referring to the key of blessings or disaster.
那个关键在乎敬畏神。
And the key is to fear God.
我们看第九节。
Verse 9.
说列国的人啊，任凭你们喧嚷，终必被掳去；远方的人，众人当侧耳听，任凭你们竖起腰来，终被破坏。你们竖起腰来，终必破坏啊！这个地方首先神在讲啊，人的努力是没有用的。
Here God mentioned that the effort of human is useless.
第十节
，verse ten
啊，任凭你们同谋，终必归无有；任凭你们言定，终不成立，因为神与我们同在。这对列国人讲的，你怎么努力啊？你怎么计谋，没有用的。为什么？因为我们是神的子民，神跟我们同在，你是推不倒的。
This is the words to the other nations, because we are the children of God. Whatever you do, you cannot defeat us.
我们看十一节
，verse 11。
神以大能的手指教我们不可行这百姓所行的道对我这样说。十二节
，verse 12。
这百姓同谋背盟，你们不要说同谋背叛，他们所怕的，你们不要怕，也不要敬畏。十三节，但要尊敬万军的神为圣，以他为你们所当怕、所当惧畏的。所以这个神对他们提很重大的提醒。
God reminded them，
不要怕周围的人。
Do not fear the people surrounding you.
所以有的人呢，就是不怕神，什么其他都怕。
And some people they do not fear God, but they fear everything else.
这个是世界上的人。
This is the worldly people.
但是神告诉以色列百姓 ，No, 你只要怕神。
And God told the Israel people, you only need to fear God.
敬畏神。
Respect God.
那其他的你都不要怕。
The rest you do not have to fear.
所以这是一个很大一种心态的改变。
This is a change of your heart.
虽然我行过死荫的幽谷，我也不怕。
Even though I am passing through the valley of death, I will have no fear.
因为你与我同在。
Because you are with me.
这是一个关键。
This is the key.
所以我们做一个基督徒最怕的是什么？
To be a Christian, what is the thing that we should be fearful of?
最怕的是神没有跟我们同在。
That is that God is not with us.
如果神跟我们同在，
If God is with us,
什么都不怕。
We should have no fear.
这是我们的一个生活目标。
This is the goal of our life.
神跟我们同在，你还怕什么？
If God is with you, what else can you fear?
所以这里告诉以色列百姓啊。
Here tells the Israel people.
十三节我们刚刚读的。
Verse 13.
要尊神为圣，为以他为你们所怕的、所畏惧的。这个敬畏神哦，这样的人就很平静安稳。
Fear God, and then you will have peace.
这对当时的以色列百姓的一个提醒。
This is a reminder to the Israelite.
那在第九章
，Chapter 9，
就提到骄傲就会招来灾祸。
The pride will have disaster.
人如果走偏了路，就会受苦。
If you wander astray, then you will suffer.
这是很重要一个对当时以色列百姓的一个提醒。
This is a very important reminder for the Israelites.
我们看第九节
，verse 9。
这众百姓就是以法莲和撒玛利亚的居民，都要知道，他们凭骄傲自大的心说，第十节
，verse 10。
砖墙打了，我们却要凿石头。建筑桑树砍了，我们要换香柏树。十一节
，eleven。
因此，主要高举律训的敌人来攻打以色列，并且要激动以色列的仇敌。 十二节。
Verse 12.
有亚兰人，有非利士人，他们要张口吞灭以色列。虽然如此，神的怒气还未转消，他的手仍然不伸缩。这里讲神发怒，没有一个人能够挡得住。
Here it mentioned that if God is anger, nobody can stop him.
我记得有一个姐妹啊，她小时候问她的祖母啊，祖母你最怕什么？
There was a sister when she was younger. She asked her grandmother, "What is the thing that you fear most?"
她的祖母跟她讲说：“我最怕神生气。
”And the grandmother answered, "I fear that God is angry with me."
那个小孩子听不懂。
And the little child could not understand.
一直她长到四十几岁。
Until she was about 40 something.
她经历一些事情。
After she had encountered something.
她忽然间发现是对的。
And she realized that was true.
我们人生最怕的是神生气。
The thing that we human fear most is that God is angry.
因为神生气就完了。
If God is angry, then we are finished.
所以以色列百姓虽然要反抗，你怎么样？你把桑树砍掉了，我们就要换其他的香柏树。
And if you cut down the sycamore trees, will replace with cedars.
神说没有用的，我要用外国来攻打你，你怎么抵挡？
And God said, useless. I will use foreign nations to attack you.
神如果要做事情，谁能够抵挡？
If God wants to do something, who can stop God?
所以以色列百姓忘记了这一点。
And the Israel people have forgotten this.
以为自己可以创造自己的命运。
They thought they can control their own destiny.
但是命运其实是在神的手中。
And in reality, it's in the hand of God.
那第九章里面呢，有一个非常重要的预言。
There's an important prophecy in chapter 9.
第六节。
Verse 6.
有一个婴孩为我们而生，有一子嗣给我们，政权必担在他的肩轴上，他的名称为奇妙测试，全能的神，永在的父，和平的君。
Verse 6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
这第一节到第七节都是在预言弥赛亚的降临。
From verse 1 through verse 7 is a prophecy of the coming of Messiah.
他是一个婴孩为全世界上人而生。
He is a child who is born for this world.
他的肩头上担带四个责任，四个头衔。
There are four titles on his shoulder.
第一个是奇妙的测试。
Wonderful Counselor.
第二个是全能的神。
Mighty God.
第三个永在的父。
Third is everlasting father.
第四个和平的君。
Fourth is the prince of peace.
但是他能够把它做好。
And he can do all these things well.
这就是主耶稣。
And that is our Lord Jesus Christ.
最奇妙的参谋。
The most wonderful counselor.
我们人遇到问题常常会找人问问意见。
And when we encounter problems, sometimes we seek the opinions of others.
但是有很多人生重大的问题，你找不到人可以给你什么意见。
But many important decisions in our life, mostly we cannot find help.
但是神给我们的答案非常奇妙。
But the answer from God is very wonderful.
这个答案就是从耶稣来的。
And that is from our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以没有一个问题，主耶稣没有答案。
Every answer, every question that you have, our Lord Jesus Christ will have answer.
奇妙的参谋。
It's a wonderful counselor.
约翰福音里面主耶稣有七个自我介绍。
And in the book of John, our Lord Jesus Christ have seven introduction of himself.
每一个自我介绍就是对人生问题的一个答案。
Every self-introduction of himself is an answer to our life.
你怕死吗？
Are you afraid of dying?
耶稣说，我是生命，我是复活。
Our Lord Jesus Christ said, I am life, I am resurrection.
你常常觉得很无聊空虚吗？
Are you bored?
耶稣说，我就是生命之粮。
And our Lord said, I am the bread of life.
你觉得人生你很难改变自己吗？
If you think it's very difficult to change.
耶稣说，我是真葡萄树。
And our Lord Jesus Christ said, I am the true vine.
你跟我连结，你就会结果子。
Join with me and you will bear fruit.
如果有神，我要怎么体验到神？
If there's God, how can I experience God?
耶稣说，我就是门。
And our Lord Jesus Christ said, I'm the door.
从他进去，你就到神的国里面。
I'm the way. If you enter through me, and you will be in the kingdom of God.
人活着要做什么？
What should we do when we are alive?
没有一个人能够给你答案。
Nobody can give you the answer.
耶稣说，我就是光。
And our Lord Jesus Christ says, I'm the light.
在耶稣里面，你就看到答案。他是光。
In Christ, you will see the answer because he is light.
离开耶稣，你就找不到人为什么活着。
depart from Christ, and you will not find the answer, why are we alive today?
奇妙的参谋。
He is a wonderful counselor.
然后全能的神。
Mighty God.
没有一件事情做不到，叫做全能。
There's no thing that he cannot accomplish.
主耶稣在世界上，从天上到地上，从物质界到灵界，他掌管一切。
When Jesus Christ were in on earth, he controlled everything from things in the heavens to the thing on the earth.
这就是我们所拜的神。
This is the God that we worship.
他是永在的父。
He is everlasting Father.
随时在听我们祷告。
He continuously listening to our prayer.
是慈爱又有能力的父。
He is loving and powerful God.
他是和平的君。
He is Prince of Peace.
成就人跟神的和睦。
He complete the peace between man and God.
成就人跟人的和睦。
He also complete the peace between man and man.
所以我们常常一直觉得人际问题就是灵性问题，这不能够分开来看。
And many times we feel that if you have human relationship and it's actually a relationship with God, we cannot separate those two issues.
夫妻两个发生问题。
If you have problem between husband and wife,
你可以举很多原因，但归结最后的原因是灵性问题。
You can have many reasons, but the ultimate reason is your spirituality.
耶稣是和平的君。
Our Lord Jesus Christ is a Prince of Peace.
如果主耶稣都在他们两个生命做主，他一定很和睦。
If Christ is in charge of their lives, then they will have peace.
如果主耶稣在每一个家庭里面做主，这个家庭一定很和睦。
If Christ is in charge of every family, then every family will have peace.
没有和睦就是没有耶稣在中间。
If you do not have peace, you do not have Christ.
他是和平的君。
Because he is the Prince of Peace.
所以主耶稣是人生问题的答案。
Our Lord Jesus Christ is the solution to the problems in our life.
第七节。
Verse 7.
他的政权与平安被增加无穷。
Of the increase of his government and peace.
神要来统治。
God wants to come and conquer and rule.
他所要带给我们的平安是无穷无数。
He wants to bring us countless peace.
他要坐在大卫的宝座上。
He wants to sit on the throne of David.
那属灵的宝座上。
A spiritual throne
来治理他的国
to rule his kingdom
就是神的国就是教会
that is the kingdom of God which is the church
是公平公义使国是坚定 稳固
is judgment and justice and the kingdom is forever
所以神的国不会震动的
and the kingdom of God will not be shaken
我们常常听人讲、啊、如果真耶稣教不再振作可能将来就没有了
we sometimes hear that ifWe don't, if the true Jesus Church do not improve, they may disappear.
又有太太对先生讲啊，如果你们用经营教会这个方式经营事业，早就破产了。
And there was a wife that told her husband, if you manage the church like you manage the, you know, if you manage the church like you manage company, then the company will go bankrupt.
但是我们回到圣经找答案。
We should find the solution in the Bible.
神的国要坚定稳固，从今时直到永远。
The kingdom of God is forever stable.
神的热心要成全这个事。
The zealousness of God will fulfill this.
真教会一定复兴。真教会一定会复兴。
The true church will revive.
因为神的话这样讲。
Because this is the word of God.
所以不要忧虑。
Do not be worried.
我们一定乐观。我们一定是乐观的。
We have to be to have a positive attitude, be optimistic.
因为神这样应许。
Because this is the promise of God.
一起默祷。
Please bow and pray.